Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations, the one that has no beginning and no ending, and I humbly ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family and companions, and to grant us the sincere intentions and to protect us from the haram doings. Today we will talk about the importance of observing what is lawful and leaving out what is unlawful, and some rules pertaining to buying and selling, as well as other dealing contracts according to the religion. Let it be known that every accountable Muslim who is the sane and pubescent has the obligation not to engage in anything until he knows what Allah ordained as lawful or unlawful about it. This is done by learning the obligatory religious knowledge, performing all the obligations, and refraining from all sins. Allah made the selling, bay', lawful, and the usurious gain, riba, unlawful. We are obligated to observe such rules. The Islamic law, shara', defined the selling with the definite article. This indicates the lawfulness of only the selling which satisfies the integrals and conditions, and not any selling per se. The definite article in this context is known in Arabic as al-'adiyyah, in the word al-bay', which means that the permissible selling is the one known in the religion to be lawful, as Allah said in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 275, وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. If one does not fulfill the integrals and conditions of buying and selling, then one would be disobeying Allah. One must learn the aforementioned if one wants to sell or buy, or else one will consume the usurious gain, riba, whether or not one wants to do so. This also applies to other dealing contracts. That is, one must learn the integrals and conditions before engaging in such contracts. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, peace be upon him, said, "The truthful tradesperson shall be assembled on the resurrection day with the prophets, the highly ranked righteous Muslims, Siddiq, and martyrs," related by At-Tirmidhi. The truthful tradesperson is the one who observes what Allah obligated him in his trade, so he avoids betraying, cheating, misleading others, or any other unlawful act. This high status of the truthful tradesperson mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is because of what this person faces when struggling with oneself and one's desires in subduing oneself to conduct contracts according to the Islamic law. If one does not do that, then the threat of Allah to punish those who violate His laws is known. Among the remaining contracts are renting articles and hiring people's services, ijara. Ijara is giving the ownership of a permissible benefit for a certain payment or fee, while the rented entity article is not consumed. Trading with another person's money for profit sharing, qirad. Qirad is for one to give a person a certain amount of money, authorizing him to trade with it in one or many types of trades, provided they share the profit between them. Putting up a collateral, Rahn. Rahn is to put an entity that has a monetary value against a debt, where this entity is used to collect the debt if it is not paid, commissioning another to act on one's behalf. Wakala. Wakala is to commission a person to carry by proxy a task in a specific way during the commissioner's lifetime. Entrusting a person with property for safekeeping. Wadi'a. Wadi'a is what one deposits with other than its owner for safekeeping. Also among the dealings and business transactions that one needs to know about is lending an article for use, ariyah, which is an article lent to another person permitting him to benefit from it for free while the physical borrowed article is not consumed. Partnership, sharika, which is a contract between two or more people that establishes their rights in an article without specifying the part of the article that each person owns. Tending, watering, weeding, etc., grapes or dates for part of the crop, musaqa, which is a contract established between the owner of an orchard and person to tend his trees for a specific share of the fruits. There are also other types of dealing contracts, the rules of which one must learn before conducting them, and one must also observe their conditions and integrals, which the scholars, may Allah reward them, detailed in their books. One must exceptionally be cautious in verifying the conditions and integrals of the marriage contract for fear of what will result if any of these are not satisfied. An invalid marriage contract may result in many unlawful consequences which are well known. The Honorable Quran referred to all this by the saying of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in Surah At-Tahrim, Ayah 6, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. This verse means, O you who believed, protect yourselves and your families from hellfire, which is fueled by people and stones. Our Master Ali, may Allah raise his rank, said, teach yourselves and your family the beneficial good things. This is done by oneself learning and teaching one's family the religious knowledge. The honorable follower, Ata ibn Abi Rabah, may Allah raise his rank, said, in defining the dhikr sessions that were praised in some hadiths, he said, they are the sessions of learning the lawful and the unlawful. In another narration, the following is added: to learn how to pray and how to fast, how to sell and how to buy, how to marry and how to divorce, and how to perform Hajj and the like. These are among the things that one must learn about before he deals with them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the haram and to enable us to do the halal and what is accepted by him, and Allah knows best. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.